What day is it?
Today is May 4th. Which means...
You must face Darth Vader again.
It's Star Wars Day!
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
May 4th.
It's Star Wars.
Hey guys, happy Star Wars Day.
Okay, my friends.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
It's showtime.
John and Chantel.
Mix 105.1.
Tuesday, good morning. The countdown is on for me to check out. I'm going to warn you right now because...
But you don't go on vacation for like 4 more days.
Yeah, so you get one more day of me focused because Thursday is the new Friday. So Wednesday is the new Thursday.
Okay.
And Friday, I'm just checked out.
Okay.
We fly out early Saturday morning, so.
Like what time? Like the 6 a.m. flight?
It's 8 a.m.
Ugh. You got to be there at 6 a.m.
Yeah. But, you know, we don't get into Florida, and it's direct to like 2:30.
Have your kids experienced the new airport yet?
You know what? Yes.
Okay.
They have. Yeah.
Okay. And I know you had, but I didn't know if your kids had.
My complaint with the new airport, and I know they're going to change it. I know we're still waiting for restaurants to open up.
Uh-huh.
But I want more restaurants there.
Yeah, I thought you were going to talk about the large tunnel to the second terminal.
I've never had to be over there to the second terminal.
I always buy Delta now so that because Delta does the first terminal.
Right.
Well, when I landed just the other day from Florida, all of the gates were full, so they landed us on a Southwest terminal. And I was like, you're kidding me. I paid extra. So
just
I didn't
for this.
But I think, aren't they putting in a train?
Yeah,
eventually?
I think what we have to remind ourselves is like, they're not done with the airport
yet.
They're still working on it. But it's a pain in the butt right now.
It is
now.
A pain in the butt.
Although
right
I
now.
Love the new security.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice?
I love the automated bins.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on a train?
Okay. No. I mean, I've been on the Heber Creeper for like their Halloween train rides and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I have often thought about like, I haven't been on like a train ride. Like I was thinking of Enola Holmes the other day.
The show?
Yeah, on Netflix.
Yeah. It was
and
good.
And she rides the train.
Right.
And I'm like, I've never done that. And then... Do those kind of trains still run in Europe, or are they all like new age trains?
I know there's a few of those old ones still. Like there's still like that old school Orient Express,
like the Harry Potter train.
Yeah, like you can do. There's actually a train at the Grand Canyon that you can go and you take, and then you get stopped by like train robbers.
Okay.
Like along the way,
that's cool.
It's supposed to be really and the train goes right on the rim, so you can see the Grand Canyon. Yeah,
that's
here it's cool. We used to do Amtrak a good amount in California because they had this coastline cruiser is what it was called.
It would go up and down from
top yeah. Down. Yeah. And so we could get to San Diego and stuff. And so as like a kid, I remember going on Amtrak.
Yeah. I mean, I've only been on Front Runner twice.
Oh, I love Front Runner.
And I've lived here for almost 10 years.
I keep looking on Amtrak to see like, oh, maybe I'll take the kids somewhere.
Yeah.
But the problems usually are if you want to go to California on Amtrak, the pickup time's like 2 a.m. and it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to go the other way, that's fine. Like to Colorado, you can, but it's expensive. Like 3 times or 4 times the price of a plane ticket.
What?
It's crazy.
I thought it's supposed to be cheaper.
It's not.
Oh, then why would you do
all.
It?
Right, exactly. When Jen and I, we backpacked through Europe.
Yeah.
Back in college. And so we did like the fast trains.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it is so cool what they have in Europe. Like, we are missing out.
Oh yeah,
on such an incredible
it's like
thing.
The only way to get around in the United States is to fly or drive.
Yep.
Fly or drive.
And if we could have these like bullet trains like they do in Europe, it would be awesome. I only ask this because Amtrak is celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And they're doing 50% off fares. So I'm sharing this with you because if you're like me and you want the idea of Amtrak but you don't want to pay the cost.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you have half off. Now it'll be as much as an airplane. So.
But it would take twice as long.
Oh, it takes forever.
Because there's all the stops.
And then also, sometimes what happens is, like, if I want to go visit some family, Amtrak obviously doesn't go there. You end up having to do, like, a Greyhound bus or something.
Bye.
Right.
No way. That doesn't
I know.
Sound fun at all.
Yeah. For the last few years now, we've been partnering with Mark Miller Subaru for Do Good, Feel Good. It's one of my favorite summer events, right as we kind of get into summer. And on the phone right now from Mark Miller Subaru, we've got Joseph. What's up, Joseph?
Ooh, good morning. How's
morning.
It going?
Let's talk Do Good, Feel Good, man. It's exciting. It's that time.
It's the 13th annual. It's hard to believe it's been going on this long.
Yeah, that is absolutely incredible. And it's always May, right?
It's always May. It's our big sale where we give back to the community and we support our Love Promise charity partners.
Okay, so for those who might be new to the show or new to Mix, explain exactly what the Love Promise charity partners are.
So each year, we partner with 7 different nonprofits throughout the full year. and we help support their mission and get their word out there, donate to them. And it's our way of giving back to the community by creating these long-lasting partnerships with these nonprofits every year.
And what I love about this and what I love about Mark Miller Subaru is that every car sold, you're actually giving cash to these love partners.
Cash, exactly. And the fun part is the purchaser, the customer, gets to select which one of our seven partners most resonates with them. They get to actually make that $75 donation. So we make it to the charity on their behalf. They get to choose.
That's so cool. We're talking to Joseph with Mark Miller Subaru. So you said 13 years of Do Good, Feel Good. Do you know like how much money's been donated here locally?
You know, over the years, we've donated close to $3 million to our local community.
Come on. That's so cool. Like, and we're going to tell you, actually, hang out, because we're actually going to tell you how you can, they're going to do more than that. They're going to give you a car as well. But before we do that, let's continue with the Love Promise program. What do we know the seven charities yet? Have that been announced?
We do. We know them. We partnered with them in January, so we're kind of in the middle of the year with them. And there's, I feel like there's a charity for everybody's interest. We have Loves the Earth, Loves Pets, Loves Veterans. And do you want me to just kind of ramble them off?
Yeah, let's hear them. Yeah, why not?
Awesome. So for our Loves the Earth, we're partnering with Summit Land Conservancy. They're a great organization helping protect our land. Loves Pets, we have Street Dog Crew of Utah. Loves Learning, we're partnering with Discovery Gateway Children's Museum. Loves to Care, we're partnering with Fit to Recover. They're a substance abuse facility. Loves to Help, we're partnering with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Utah. I think everybody knows them. And then we have our Loves Veterans partner, which is the Malinois Foundation. And our newest pillar we started this year, Loves Diversity. And to launch this year, we're partnering with Westminster College in their Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
It's so cool. I mean, there's, like you said, literally a charity for everyone. And if you buy a car, again, from Mark Miller Subaru in May, you get to choose the charity that speaks to you personally, and they will donate that $75. Okay, so we know about that part of it. And now the second part, which is just as exciting, it might be more, even though I know the first part's great at giving charity, because we give away a car every year.
We do. That's my favorite part.
Right?
Partnering with Mix, and it's not just for our customers. The whole community can participate in this car giveaway. We have a bunch of fun ways that people can qualify either on Mix or they can win one of our golden keys, which helps kind of accelerate them to the winning process.
Right. Yeah. So here's how it works. It's going to be a 2021 Subaru Impreza. It's during this month. If you listen to our show at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to give you a keyword. You can enter in to win there. You can also go to our website, mix1051utah.com. And new this year, not only are we giving away that 2021 Subaru Impreza, but there's a $1,500 Mark Miller design credit.
Everybody's trying to customize their Subarus these days.
Yeah.
So with that $1,500, you can put a lift kit on your car. You can get a space case on the top for traveling. I mean, the Impreza and that $1,500, it's for you, the winner, to customize their car however they want. We want to help them out. And I think it's awesome. I want to customize my Subaru.
Yeah, you and me both. All right. All the details are up on our website, mix1051utah.com. If you want to learn more also about the Love Promise charity partners or just about Mark Miller Subaru, you can go to markmillersubaru.com. Joseph, appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Do you know Rotten Tomatoes, the website that like you review movies and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, there's a movie, Citizens Kane.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane is considered the greatest film of all time. Orson Welles was the director. If you're a film student or you've seen the movie countless times.
I mean, it has 100% rating.
Yeah, they consider it like the perfect movie.
Yeah. Well.
What?
For whatever reason, Rotten Tomatoes has dug up an 80-year-old negative review, which ended its perfection.
Oh, they're just doing that then to be butts.
And headlines, it fails to impress.
It's slow.
I mean,
it's really slow.
Yeah.
But it's
good.
So
now it has a 99%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep.
I just feel like Rotten Tomatoes was trying to bring it down. Like they didn't want anyone to have a perfect score. Don't you? I mean, if you're pulling up this review and adding it.
But you want to know the crazy thing is, it's not the only movie with 100%.
Oh.
It's just the only one we talk about. Other movies with 100%, there's about a dozen of them. One of them, Paddington 2.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I saw the first one.
Yeah, apparently the second one's amazing.
Huh.
The Terminator. Godzilla versus Destroyer.
Okay. Now we're being ridiculous.
They are all listed as the best movies.
Really?
Yes. And then you got Citizen Kane.
Mm-hmm.
It's number 3. It Happened One Night, which I don't know that movie. It's from 1934.
Yeah, I was going to say it's an old movie.
And then Black Panther.
Oh, okay.
Which was really good.
That was good. I'm always shocked, though, when you see like a blockbuster film do so well because most critics.
On it. Yeah. So that's kind of crazy that they would, I don't know, it's been at 100% its whole existence and now they're going to drop it down.
I'm sorry, you lost me when you said Paddington 2 has a perfect Rotten Tomatoes.
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
That's insane.
Another thing, so the Flintstones, they're going to make a sequel series. It's in development.
Really?
Yes, and Elizabeth Banks from The Hunger Games is on board as a producer.
We just recently watched the live action with the kids for the first time. Holds up.
Oh, yeah, with
John Goodman. Rick Moranis.
Yes, that's a good show.
Halle Berry.
Oh my gosh, in her prime. Elizabeth Banks is going to voice Pebbles, but no other casting has been announced.
Okay, so this makes me, the kids are going to be older because I think Pebbles didn't speak back in, just a baby. Pebbles and Bam Bam were babies.
Yeah.
So, okay. What do you say? Should we get to the random question hat?
Let's do it.
I have a few left. I did this a few weeks ago now. I grabbed a bunch of random questions, put them into a cup. I call it the random question hat.
I love it.
There we go. Go ahead and pick one.
Oh, I'll pick one as well.
You pick two. We'll keep the other one and you can read both here. And I got mine. Go ahead.
All right. Your fate is to be eaten alive by one animal on planet Earth, but you get to choose the animal. Which one do you pick and why?
Ooh, what would you choose?
I would choose a whale.
You want to get swallowed whole by a, you want to be Jonah'd?
Yeah.
You want to live inside a whale?
I can live in the whale.
Or Pinocchio'd?
Yes.
Monstro? Was that the name of the whale?
Maestro.
Maestro.
Yes, I don't want to be eaten by a lion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be eaten by a bunch of birds and picked at.
What about a great white? Be quick. I assume.
I want, no, because that, the great white, he could chomp off my leg. I suffer and then chomp off. I just want to be like one and done.
I don't think so, because I think then you got to go through like the belly. You're still alive as you're being processed. I think that's way worse.
You're not living,
it's not like the cartoon where you're going to be able to live in a shanty the whale swallowed.
No, because I was thinking if as long as I'm prepared, I could pack a knapsack with things.
Uh-huh. Just hang
and then
out.
And live in the whale.
You ever see the movie Anaconda?
No.
It's a B movie, you know, but whatever. It's fine. Yeah. John Voight, though, gets eaten alive by the anaconda, and then it spits about him back out.
Yeah.
And it, like, haunts me still, because I'm like, oh, my gosh, he was being processed. And then,
yeah, that's disgusting.
Ah! My question is, what's the most physically painful experience you've had? I've broken a lot of bones in my life.
Yeah.
I've had my jaw wired shut. I've burned myself. I've got a burn mark on my hand. Gosh, out of all of them though, the most painful experience probably had to be probably my jaw.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. I took a football helmet in the jaw and messed it all up.
No good.
I think that would probably be the worst of them. What about you?
Okay. So like I've obviously had C-sections.
Yeah.
But that's like medical pain, so I feel like it's different than sudden pain, you know?
So what's your sudden pain?
So I would say the most pain...
You ever slam your finger in a car door?
Yeah, like...
That one hurts.
It's like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's more painful than obviously having a C-section, but like a C-section, you already know what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
It's not unexpected physical pain, but I've never broken a bone.
You know, neither has Jen. I'm always shocked when I meet people because honestly, I've broken my ankle, my elbow.
You know what? I know. When I was a kid, riding dirt bikes and stuff, getting thrown from a dirt bike and just having the wind knocked out of you is like a terrifying pain because it's everything's ringing.
Right.
And it's just this like,
That's a bad one.
I think, that's it.
All right, what's your other question you have?
What's the craziest thing you did because of a breakup?
You ever dye your hair because of it? You know, like that happens.
Yeah, I've done that.
Get a tattoo because of it.
I haven't done that. I wrote a song.
Oh.
Like I wrote a song because I was really into Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded it and then sent it to the person.
Oh. Was it a to tell them off or to try to get them back? What kind of song was it?
It was like a should have said no, should have gone home.
Oh, okay. Did you get a reply from the person after you wrote the song?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah. So no. it didn't work.
Go well.
It
was a swing and a miss. But I would say that was the craziest.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I know.
A little crazy.
Well, I really liked Taylor Swift, okay? I still do.
I got an email from a listener who was like, you have to have Chantel sing.
What?
Yeah. I don't think they realize that I know you and like we've had you sing.
Okay, so I was actually talking to a friend the other day.
Yeah.
He is in a band down in like Provo. They're mm-hmm. called like the Tourists.
Okay.
And I was talking to him. I have not sang or picked up my guitar in 4 years.
So when you were doing the show here?
Yeah.
The last time I remember you singing was our Christmas show.
Yeah, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
We did a duet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was
anyway,
the last time.
I might have to pick it up again.
I say put it on the list.
Let's do it. If there's a band, a bar band,
okay,
looking for a female lead.
I know a person.
Yeah, I'm available. Uh-huh. I'm available. Well, we all know that Mother's Day is this
Sunday.
It's this coming Sunday, the 9th.
Yeah. Ugh.
And I've been talking about Mother's Day for a few weeks now, putting out hints. I want an Apple Watch. I'm not going to get it.
You've been hinting.
I want an Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. Not going to get it. I want some Doc Martin sandals. Probably not going to get those. I want a noodle necklace. I might get that.
What is a noodle necklace?
You know when like, you put like the penne around
the yarn? Oh, you want
yarn?
Like an actual... I'm sorry. I was thinking like it was a brand.
No, I want...
Like noodle, but it's spelled with like a Q.
No, I want my kid to make me a noodle necklace.
Oh.
Maybe I'll do that with them this week.
That'd be fun.
Like I'll make my own presents yeah. with them. Anyway, but I have a list of the 5 most disappointing things to happen on Mother's Day.
Oh, this is fun because coming up at 7:50-ish, we're going to do Mother's Day was going great.
Until. Yeah, until the mom had to clean up the party or clean up the
uh-huh.
meal.
That's yeah.
not fun. Mother's Day, things that are disappointing is you just do everyday stuff. Nothing special happened. You didn't wake up to flowers. There's
you don't
no
get
card.
Anything.
I'll tell you right now, my first Mother's Day, Tyler completely forgot. And Boone was only a month old. I know.
And you expected something? It's your first one.
It was
you
my
expect
first
big,
Mother's
yeah.
Day. I had just had a baby.
Oh, gosh.
And he forgot.
Oh, that's the worst.
I know. Feeling exhausted at the end of the day. Like, Mother's Day should be a day of just fun, playing with your family, yeah. and being refreshed.
You know, though, Jen, like, last year we did a Mother's Day, her mom, her grandma, her aunt.
Yeah, that's exhausting.
And she did the whole thing, and she wanted to make like this brunch and ended up cooking
yeah.
all day. And I'm like, it's your day too.
Yep.
Let me pay for Grubhub.
Waking up early. Nobody wants to wake up early on Mother's Day. Let her sleep in.
Yeah.
And then not getting any time just for her to be alone. Like, let her go take a bath.
Okay.
Like, just doesn't have to be alone for a long period of time, but just give her like 30 minutes of just... Go read a book.
I'm just not like, Mom.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
Mom.
That. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Anyway, so if you can avoid those 5 things happening to mom on Mother's Day, she's going to have a perfect day, even if you forget to buy her a card.
Let's play Real or Fake Headline. Here's how it works. I'm going to read a headline. All you have to do is tell me whether or not it is real or fake. That's why we call it.
I did good at this last time.
Yeah, you did. Justin Bieber walks off stage in Manchester after asking fans to stop screaming. Is that a real or fake headline?
That's real.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, nice job. Did you see the story?
Yeah.
The in between songs, while he was doing the show, he's like, I appreciate this, but you guys got to stop.
Yeah, like
quiet down.
To the music. Yeah.
Columbia Records just signed 3 raccoons to help with upcoming jazz album. Real or fake headline?
Fake.
Yeah, that's fake. Yeah. Canadian zoo fined after taking bear out for ice cream. Real or fake headline?
Real.
True story.
That is insane.
Yeah, it was a hot day.
And they were going to take him to get ice cream?
They wanted him just to have some ice cream. They thought it would be fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Lincoln the Goat elected mayor of small Vermont town. Real or fake headline?
Real.
You're doing a nice job.
It's like I can just tell.
12-year-old Alabama boy convinces entire city council that he's a zombie looking for brains.
That's good, though.
Harvard University doctors say that smelling your partner's flatulence may decrease your chance of getting dementia.
Real.
I thought that one might throw you off. There you go. That one's wrong, but you still win.
It.
Nice job. You've been making a lot of fun of me about how I'm getting old.
Yeah, I mean, I do enjoy poking a little bit of fun at you.
I talked about last week that I was having arch problems, so I went to the Good Feet store.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're not a client. They don't pay for this.
No.
This is just something I do. And it has changed my life when it comes to my arches.
I just can't believe it.
I got top 10 signs you're getting old. I want you to count along with me.
Okay. How many you have?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So you make noises when you sit down.
Yes.
Me too.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Wait, you're saying that I make noises?
No, yeah, I thought we were talking about you.
No, let's see.
I'm not getting old.
Well, I just want to see if you do any of these.
I'm only 29.
You don't make noises? You don't... when you sit down?
No, just you.
I do.
I know you
do. Are you not at the drinking fountain here?
Yeah.
You at the water thing? Like when I have to bend down to fill up my water bottle?
Yeah.
I'm like... and then my knees pop a bunch.
Yeah, I'm making a chart here.
Okay.
You have 1 point. I have zero.
You call trainers sneakers. What are trainers? I don't even know what those are. Like shoes?
Shoes, like cross trainers.
Oh.
But I just call them tennis shoes.
I call everything tennis shoes.
Same.
Even boots.
So we don't,
no.
That's a wash.
You still send checks for people's birthdays? I don't have checks.
I don't even own, yeah.
We don't have a checkbook.
No, same.
If you can't Venmo it.
Then you don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. That's where
same.
We're at.
Okay, so we're doing okay. We're still pretty hip.
You ever say funky? Funky.
Yeah,
you probably do.
I do.
I don't.
Dang it.
So you get one. We're tied 1-1.
Okay.
Do you ask for the Rachel cut at the hairdresser?
No. I know what you're talking about. From Friends.
Yeah.
No.
Me neither. I do not ask for that either. I do reference though bald people. Like, I'll still reference Bruce Willis as my bald person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though, like, yeah.
Like he's irrelevant.
Yeah. You still have a DVD collection. Okay, I do.
I don't. I threw it away.
Did you? When
this
been,
week, yeah.
I do, but not. I don't know what to do with them.
Throw them away. You do not need them.
I don't. What if it comes back in a big way?
They won't.
What if all of a sudden DVDs are in again?
They won't.
And they're like, oh man, I sure wish I still had that season 12 of Simpsons on DVD.
No, you don't.
You ask for milk and 2 sugars in your tea?
No.
I drink my tea black.
Neither of us get that.
Nope. What's the score right now? I have 2. You have 1?
You have 2, I have 1.
The weather app is one of your favorite apps. Yes.
Nah, not I.
Yes.
But I do use it, but it's not my favorite.
You know, though, when we were young, like 22, 23 in Kansas, because of all the tornadoes, Jen watched the Weather Channel.
Like the actual Weather Channel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we had the
so
Weather
funny.
Channel on in our house constantly.
I mean, there's a lot of weather in Kansas.
Oh, yeah. She was obsessed with tornadoes. Not knowing any songs in the top 10. If it was not for my job here on Mix.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The day they show me the door is the day I will be done with relevant music.
Like when I call it retired for a little bit.
Yes.
I couldn't tell you songs that were on the radio.
No.
Because I just took a break.
Right. You're burnt
Spent
on music.
With my family.
Mm-hmm. You order a cappuccino? Is that a sign of getting old?
I guess. Is it on there?
52% of people say that's a sign of getting old.
And do you?
Yes.
Okay, that gets you 4.
Is that what I'm at?
4 to my 1.
All right, I guess I lose on this one. Earlier this hour, Chantel had a list about don't forget Mother's Day. What was your list about exactly?
Basically, like, if these things happen on Mother's Day, it's disappointing. And it's things like giving mom some quiet time and don't let mom do the dishes and stuff like that.
Mother's Day is one of those holidays. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of stress involved about it. Like, you got to make sure it goes okay. And so you actually were telling the story, and then we'll take your text of Mother's Day was going great until at 844-649-1051. Here's our friendly reminder that Mother's Day is this upcoming Sunday.
Yeah.
And you can actually win mom $1,000 on our website right now. Mix1051utah.com. Got in a plug. All right. you were telling the story about you're a new mom.
Brand new mom. Boom.
Brand new.
Was 1 month old, and it was my very, very first Mother's Day. And we were going to visit my best friend who had also had a baby 3 days before me.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, we were all going to see each other, and it was Mother's Day. And Tyler completely forgets.
Mm.
Meanwhile, her husband's like bought her a necklace with the baby's initial and like cards and flowers and all the stuff. And I'm just sitting there. and I have my new baby.
Mm-hmm. Did he feel bad?
I mean, we've never really talked about it.
We don't speak of that day.
No.
No. Mother's Day was going great until my husband gave his mother a toilet plunger.
Why?
I don't know. I'm hoping gag gift.
No, but it's not funny. Mother's Day is not the day to be funny. That's Father's Day.
My husband bought me scratchers and then went golfing with friends. Ooh.
What?
So lottery tickets and then left? Like bailed on you and the kids? Jeez. Dudes, let me tell you, if there's one day to not do that, unless you're taking the kids and you're giving your wife some time alone, then that's fine. We had a brunch and I got into a huge fight with my mom. We didn't talk for almost a year.
Whoa.
You get a lot of family together though.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're having a little
it's
champagne
bound
brunch.
To happen.
Mother's Day was going great until my ex-husband was so hungover on Mother's Day that he missed our family brunch. That's why he's an ex now.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a little long one here. I got a half-dead looking clearance annual potted plant from Home Depot. My husband took off Mother's Day morning with our kid to do man things. Silly me, I thought maybe they were doing something nice for me.
Oh, that sounds like me.
And clearly discovered it was Mother's Day while they were at Home Depot and bought me that gem. I pretended I loved it, planted it, and watched it slowly die.
Yeah, like I,
that's the saddest
like,
thing.
I don't have large expectations for that stuff.
Yeah.
But like just something.
Yeah.
Something.
It's so funny. Ella already cares, like my daughter Ella. So Mother's Day is going to be Sunday. We're going to be at Disney World.
Oh, that's fun.
So she keeps telling me like every day, like, hey, you need to make sure you have decorations for mom.
Yeah, for the hotel room.
For the hotel room. Oh, and she keeps checking in like, Dad, have you figured it out yet?
Did you do it?
I haven't done it yet.
I might have something.
I need some, if so, because I'm like, okay, it's a great idea. But right now, she gets a card. But if we can figure out decorations, that'd be cool. Okay. Mother's Day was going great until 844-649-1051. Mother's Day's this weekend. This is our friendly PSA reminder to you that it's happening. Don't ruin it.
Yeah, no,
don't make the mistake.
This is her day. It's my day.
It's your day.
It's our day.
And so we're doing Mother's Day was going great until, like this text that says, Mother's Day was going great until I realized my husband decided not to get me anything for my very first Mother's Day. Kind of like your story,
Chantel. That happened to me.
He knew it was Mother's Day because I kept reminding him and giving him hints and ideas of what to give me.
Yep.
Mother's Day was going great until my mother-in-law insisted Mother's Day was only about her and not about any of us who were also mothers.
Luckily, I have an amazing mother-in-law and mom, and they both don't do that. But yes, I know people who do that.
Oh, this one's terrible. Mother's Day was going great until we visited my parents. I ended up driving my dad to the ER for not feeling well. He had a double clot stroke on the way to the hospital.
What? Okay, that's terrible.
That's Mother's Day wasn't going great. It was like Mother's Day fell off a cliff.
Yeah,
like,
Mother's Day just tanked.
It was a disaster. Mother's Day was going great until we forgot to get our family friend her flowers. We had hand-delivered flowers for Mother's Day to her for the past 15 years,
and we
forgot. She apparently waited up until midnight for us and then gave up. I still feel bad.
Oh no. That's
like,
awful.
That's like the saddest story.
That's awful. That's absolutely terrible. But you're allowed one mistake.
That's okay. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
I was trying to be nice, and I got my mother-in-law a card for Mother's Day. I was in a rush and on my way. I couldn't find her address, so I text her asking if I could mail it to her. Her response, if you don't know my address, then don't send me a card.
Oh, my gosh. Don't be that way.
That's terrible.
Don't be that way. All right, so it's National Teacher's Day.
Yay!
I've been, when I go to Starbucks, they got the chalkboard, and they're like, don't forget National Teacher's Day, because, like, Starbucks gift cards is, like, I would say one of the number one gifts next to, like, bath salts or something.
And just, like, school supplies.
Yeah, you know? Here's more pencils.
You're
for
welcome.
The class. But honestly, after the year and a half the teachers have had, they need more than just one national day.
I know. The kids brought home yesterday the teacher's wish list, and I'm like, we'll go today. We'll get it all.
And by double.
Yeah, whatever they need.
Like, whatever they need. But here's, like, a few stats about teachers that I think a lot of us maybe don't know.
Okay.
Teachers work on average, if you divide it out, 10 hours a day being 52 hours a week.
So it's a lot more than what we see of, we're like, oh, they're just in the classroom from 9 to 2.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, you got to forget. They
got to go home and grade those tests. They got to go home and flunk your kid. 92% of teachers spend their own money on their classroom decorations and supplies.
There's nothing like a teacher who has invested in their classroom. You ever walk into a classroom where the teacher, it's like,
whoa.
It's like, this is the class I want to be a part of.
Yeah, and you know that the teacher's making the same amount of money.
Yeah.
And normally the teacher who's decorating like that is the new teacher.
Mm.
So she's not even making that much money. It's insane. Teachers make on average 14% less money than other jobs that required the same level of education.
They require so much education. I mean, the amount of student debt that teachers have to have.
Yeah.
Because we're going through. There's a commercial I've heard on Mix. I haven't heard it for a while, but it was talking about they were trying to do a law or a bill to make teachers make six figures.
Oh, yeah.
Because think, if you have to do the same amount of education, let's pay them for it.
I mean, it's definitely not a doctor's level of education, but it is the same as...
It's a master's.
You know, an engineer
right.
or things like that. Yeah. The average retirement age for a teacher is 59.
That seems young. I had a lot of teachers who were like 70.
Oh, yeah. Teachers don't retire.
No.
It's like, I don't understand.
They just stay there.
They stay around too long. Because let me tell you.
There were a few
teachers in my high school. One was senile and the other was deaf. And it's like, how are you still teaching?
Do you know that at my high school, Jen's mom and I had the same drama teacher?
That is not good.
That's how long he had been there.
That's not good. 20% of public school teachers have a second job outside of teaching.
Wow.
Just to afford living.
Yeah. I feel like we all do these days.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to not have a side hustle.
Yeah.
So anyway, moral of the story is get your teacher a gift today.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't send your kid to school with a gift, you've got time.
There's still time this week.
There's time this week, but there's also time today to bring it at drop-off.
Even better.
Or pick-up.
Yeah, go get that Starbucks gift card.
Yeah.
So, this guy in Chile, he's trying to fill up his car with gas. We've all been there. Sometimes we're at a gas station that you maybe don't feel as comfortable at. There's a gas station downtown that I hate to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, okay, watch your back. Keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah,
like the entire time.
Just keep spinning.
Well, this guy, he's filling up his car with gas, and a van pulls in. And these three guys jump out of the van.
No.
And they try to rob him.
No.
Don't worry.
No.
Don't worry, because they left empty-handed.
Oh, gosh.
Because what he did, what would you do? Three guys come out of the van, okay? They're about to rob you, take you.
I'd start honking my horn.
So you're already in the car?
No, I would... Honk.
So you're going to try to make as big of a commotion as possible?
Yes.
Okay. I, of course, carry my whistle everywhere I go, so you know I'll just start blowing that.
Yeah, I have one of those on my keys, which would have been in my pocket.
Okay.
But I'm going to go for the...
The big old the horn.
The big old honk.
Well, this guy was smarter. He just yanked the nozzle.
Oh my gosh.
Out of the car and started hosing them in the face with gasoline.
Ow. That's awesome.
Now, there's a security camera that got it all on video, but it's silent, so it doesn't really, it's not worth me playing any audio for you.
Yeah.
So the first thief, he jumps out. He gets a face full of gas. He runs away. So then the second guy, he gets out. It's almost like a comedy of errors. And he gets hit in the face.
Wow.
And so the third thief, he gets the worst of it because he actually was kind of already standing there. And the guy just hosed him in the face for the longest time. And then he sprayed the gas all over their van as they hopped in and they started to drive off.
Uh-huh.
So the whole van, the people, they're all soaked in it.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't explode.
Oh, I was like, did he light a match?
No,
like,
and then at the end, he lit a lighter. Lit a cigar, and then threw the lighter right at the car.
He didn't. Yeah.
And as it blew up, he kind of walked away, but he didn't turn back. He didn't turn back at the explosion at all, because he's that cool.
And that's what happened.
That's part of what happened in our story.
Right,
exactly. I got this listener email. Cracked me up. You can always message us. Go to Instagram, at Mix1051Utah. Message us through email on our website, which is Mix1051Utah.com. I guess it's garage sale season, right? The snow's melted. Have you seen any yet?
I have. I keep getting asked if I'm going to do a garage sale. And the answer is still no.
Do you usually do one or something?
No, it's because I've been taking so many trips to the dump.
Oh, yeah.
And my friends are like, why don't you sell this? And I'm like, just throw it away.
Yeah. Sometimes it's better just to get rid of it.
I don't want to waste a Saturday for $20.
Right. Our community does like a once a year...
Yeah,
come
I
to
wish,
the park.
I wish. But here's the thing. Just do the old school setup in your driveway. Nobody wants to haul all their stuff to the park to haul it back home.
I'm down if you promise afterwards to take it away for me.
Yeah, like, will there be a community dumpster at the park after?
Then fine. All right, so here's the email. It says, all of the HOAs in my surrounding neighborhoods had our annual garage sale over the weekend. We participated. And even though we've already gotten rid of a lot of stuff, there were still some things we could have gotten rid of. So we set up shop and opened for business on Saturday. This older woman, maybe late 60s, walked up and was looking at our various wares and picked up a necklace that my wife had put out for $1. All of a sudden, she just left, but I never saw her put the necklace back down. I got up and I walked over to the table where it was. And sure enough, the necklace wasn't there, nor was it anywhere else.
Oh, my gosh. $1.
She was walking down the sidewalk toward another cell, so I could have easily given chase, shaken her down, but I didn't.
Because $1.
I figure it's $1. I didn't want to be that guy shaking down an old woman on the sidewalk.
Oh my gosh.
Just curious, what would you have done in that situation? Would you have chased her like loss prevention at Walmart, or just let her have it? I will tell you that I don't like confrontation. I would, for $1, it's not worth it. Honestly, it's not worth it for a lot of, for material stuff for me, it's not worth any kind of confrontation.
Yeah. I don't know. I would, just because it's hilarious and it's the principle.
Would you talk to her? Like, ma'am?
No.
Ma'am, you forgot. You could do it in a nice way. Like, you don't have to be like, hey.
Yeah. Hey, got my noodle necklace. Right.
You'd be like, hey, I think you accidentally walked away with the necklace without paying. So. What if she denies?
Then that's on her, and then it escalates very quickly.
Then you go, I know you did.
That's my necklace. It's my initial.
Right. In the locket is a photo of me.
It's literally, that is me. Right there. Open it up. And she'd be like, no.
You just take her purse, now you're stealing.
And then it's just like, you're hitting her like right, exactly. With the purse. Just like, no, I let it go. It's $1.
You did the right thing is what we're trying to say. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Why do you roll your eyes every time I say it? Why do you roll your eyes?
Because.
It's a thing. It's a thing we all do.
It's too much.
It's not too much at all.
I get it. I have a friend who it's their birthday today, and they're like, oh, yeah, my birthday is May 4th. And I'm like, oh, cool. And then everyone goes, because
May 4th.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't even think about that.
It doesn't even,
but
really?
I don't remember who the friend is now, and I feel terrible.
Because it's someone's birthday today, and you don't know who.
It's someone in my friend group's birthday.
Do you remember years ago when we were doing mornings together, we used to go out every week and we would try a different pizza place across the valley.
The pizza posse.
We did 20 plus videos.
Oh my gosh, we did so many pizzas. Like, that's when I got fat. It wasn't having babies. That, the pizza posse and then Taco Tuesday.
Well, the pizza posse was so big.
The burrito busters.
Yeah, that we had to go on and do another one.
Oh, my gosh. And my hips grew 7 sizes that summer.
I got so sick every time we'd go out to these places.
So much bread.
So much
and
grease.
Cheese.
Yeah. I asked because Food and Wine magazine just put out a list of where they rank the best 10 best pizza states in the United States. And New Jersey actually got number 1. For the best pizza. And a lot of people are upset because...
Chicago deep dish?
Chicago, or just like New York
pizza.
Proper. Yeah, like that should be... But they're like, no, New Jersey is pretty much... They say they've gleaned off of New York and now they do a better one.
Hey.
I looked at the top 10 to see if Utah had made the list of the best pizza.
Yeah.
We did not. Mm. It got me thinking, though, since we did the pizza posse.
Yeah, which pizza places are the best?
Exactly. What's the best pizza spot in Utah? 844-649-1051. Now, we do Little Caesars every Friday. You know, it's Pizza Friday.
Yes, because Little Caesars pizza is one with the cardboard box.
Yes.
It is just the same.
It's
you
perfect.
You could eat the box. You could eat the pizza. You wouldn't know the difference. It's perfect.
It's a fine pizza. I got no beef with Little Caesars.
I wouldn't call it fine dining.
No.
But I would call it a fine pizza.
It gets the job done.
It gets the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And have you had the crazy bread?
I eat the crazy. You want to know? You know a true secret?
Just eat the crazy bread,
no,
or the
so
cheesy bread with the sauce.
I get sent down to get the pizza from Little Caesars on Fridays,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I order myself the crazy bread.
Yes.
And then I eat the crazy bread on the drive back up.
So your family doesn't even
know. So they don't even know I get the crazy bread.
Well, they do now.
Because I throw it away before going inside.
They for sure know.
I know. What's yours?
You get home, you give Jen a kiss, and she's like, why are your lips so salty?
She's like, what is wrong? And then I don't eat any of the pizza.
Yeah.
And I judge
them. How are you not hungry? He's like, well, I just had...
I got myself a baker's dozen of breadsticks.
Crazy bread.
What's your favorite pizza spot in Utah?
Okay, I have categories because there's different types of pizza.
You have categories, of course you do.
So, like authentic Italian, my favorite is Settebello.
Mm.
However, other options within that category, if you're like, oh, I don't like Settebello, Chantel doesn't know anything. Pizza Nono on 9th and 9th.
Okay,
incredible. Or there's the Neapolitan pizza place, whatever, right at, almost across from Pizza Nono in Sugar House.
Is that the one off of 13th?
It's 2100
South.
There's one on 2100.
It's on the corner.
There's Pizza Nono on 9th, and then there's Settebello in like central downtown.
I've been to Settebello with you. We did it during when we were doing that video. And you have, I can't remember what your weird thing is. What is the weird thing you do with pizza?
Oil and vinegar on a plate and you smear your pizza around it. So good.
Like someone would do with bread before.
Yeah, it's
dinner.
Like what you would do with bread. So that's like Italian authentic to me.
Yes.
But if you want to go like more, like let's say New York style, I would do Maxwell's.
Oh, I love Maxwell's. I forgot about Maxwell's.
Yeah, they just opened a Maxwell's out in Daybreak.
I'm glad they've been opening so many.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Maxwell's, I would go for like standard. There used to be a place called Johnny Slice.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I went there like every day.
They catered a lot of our meals.
It was so good. They sold pizza by the slice, just like New York.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
Did not last long.
No. And then if you want like authentic Utah pizza, if you're like, I just really want to have a stomach ache later, you go to the Pie.
The Pie.
Yeah.
All right. That's like the one thing I'm getting texts on is the Pie. It's famous for a reason. My mom called me the other day.
Poor gut
she
health.
Just had surgery, and the surgeon did his residency here in Utah.
Yeah.
And he brought up the Pie to my mom.
Yeah.
And she was like, why have you never taken me to the Pie? I'm like, I don't, the cheese.
It's so
There's
much,
so much cheese.
You guys.
There's so much
it's
cheese.
It's so much cheese.
Jen loves
but
it.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
So when I go now, I don't even get pizza. I do the John Watkins special, and I just get the cheesy bread with marinara sauce and do a dip because there is less cheese on the cheesy bread than there is on a cheeseless pizza.
We're talking best pizza spot in Utah, okay? It has to do with the fact that there was this article that came out from Food & Wine magazine. They ranked the best 10 pizza states in the U.S. Utah did not make it. We got some good pizza here, though.
Yeah.
You said the Pie. You said Settebello. You said a few.
Maxwell's. Pizza Nono.
I forgot about Maxwell's. That should have been on my list. I just wrote down my favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite, by far, Slackwater.
Okay, wait. Is that the place across by Southtown Mall?
Yep.
Okay, I drove past it the other day. It's between Southtown Mall and Target.
Yes, exactly.
And I haven't been, but it was busy. And I was like, all right, what is this place?
So it's the second one. There's one in Ogden.
Okay.
And now they just opened this one over in Sandy.
Yeah.
We go there probably every other week.
Really?
I love Slackwater. Their dough. It's like a sweet dough almost. It's good.
Ooh.
I'm going today. I'm going to meet
what
my buddy Mike.
What kind of pizza do you get there? Because maybe I'll go this weekend.
They have like a cowboy, some kind of meat thing.
Yeah.
Jen and I share that in a salad to balance it out.
I love meat pizza.
Yeah. So get that at Slackwater.
Okay.
844-649-1051. Here's another Settebello, just like you. Two of the best pizzas I've ever had came from Settebello's is what the text says.
Yeah.
What's your go-to at Settebello's?
Well, obviously you got to go the margarita.
Okay.
Just
classic.
Classic, simple. Mm-hmm. And then if you do want to be like a little bit adventurous, I will go for the, I can't say it right.
Sure,
I
nail
say
it then.
Different
go for
every
it.
Time.
Yes.
Diavola.
Oh, the spicy one.
Diavola. Diavlela. Spicy one.
Yeah.
With the peppers.
They have that one up at the other, like, authentic Italian.
Yeah, Pizza Nono's got one, and Neapolitan has one. Yeah.
A lot of people defending the Pie, upset at you for saying the Pie puts too much cheese on it.
No, the Pie is fantastic.
No, you're getting
my intestines and colon say that there's too much cheese.
They beg to differ.
But my mind and heart say it's just right.
Estee's Pizza, it tastes like New York pizza.
Wait. I love Estes. That's over across from Taqueria 27 over on 2nd.
Yep, downtown.
Okay. I haven't been there yet.
Pizzeria Limon. Is it Limon?
Yeah, Pizzeria Limon.
Not lemon.
You know what? I love Pizzeria Limon. Uh-huh. They've got this blackberry pizza that is out of control. It's so good with the sweet balsamic glaze.
This person says, get the white pizza. Must be like a white sauce or something.
Yeah. You know, I'm not a white sauce fan on pizza. You know what's another good one?
Hmm.
And we don't give it enough credit. Blaze.
Oh, okay.
Build your own places.
That's like a Subway for pizza, right?
Yes.
Same idea?
Subway for pizza.
I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, build your own pizza places. Those are great, except here's the thing.
Mm.
The build your own pizza place.
Yep.
You guys need to incorporate some sort of vodka sauce or bourbon sauce type sauce instead of just, do you want plain marinara or do you want spicy marinara?
Oh, you want a third choice?
I want the choice that's like the yellow, not yellow. I want the choice that's like orange. Whatever sauce that is. I think it's it's either like a whiskey, bourbon, or vodka sauce. Okay. I'm not sure. But I went to one of those build your own pizza places in Oklahoma once. And it had this whiskey sauce, or I don't know. And it was so good that now any build your own pizza place just cannot compare because they're all doing the same thing here.
It's the same sauce.
Yeah, I want somebody to offer something different.
If you're a franchise owner, listen to Chantel.
Yes, because I know all good things. And let me tell you, what's opening up on June 8th? Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's.
Because
I know.
Because who talked about it every day?
You.
Me.
If you haven't been to the Pie Hole after midnight, you haven't lived.
Oh, yeah, the Pie Hole on State Street.
I've heard stories. I've never been there.
I have. It's one of those, it is like, it's actually true, I would say truer New York style, where the pizza's already cooked.
Yeah.
And then they just heat
it up.
Warm
it back up. Yeah.
Which to me, I just can't get behind.
Is it Fiori Wood Fire Pizza? Fior Wood Fire Pizza? They say it's a food truck, but it's great. Is that the food truck that's like an, you can see
the
pizza ovens?
It's around and it's got the one side that's all glass.
That one's cool.
Yeah, well, whatever one that is, that is cool.
Oakwood Fire Pizza. Oh, they don't get the love they deserve.
I think it's in Draper, right?
That's the one. That's the only one I know of.
On
I don't know if it's a franchise.
Yeah. Yeah, I have been there. It's very good. Okay, so we talk all the time about musicians and how much money they make and everything. And then we go back and look at our own checking account and you're just like, I'll never measure up.
I know.
But if musicians were brands and brands that could be sold as stock.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I have a list of how much they would be worth with a theoretical stock price.
Okay, so this would be, so you're putting them in a like business form and then what that stock of the business would be. Okay.
Yes.
Are they like the main celebrities, the ones like, is Taylor Swift on there?
Taylor Swift's on here, but she's not number one.
Really?
Yeah.
What is she worth?
It says $170 a share.
I feel like she should be higher than that.
That's what I was thinking too.
For her brand and what she's done?
I know.
Okay, let me ask another one so I can kind of get reference.
Yeah.
Is Bruno Mars on there?
Bruno Mars. Sorry.
Or Ed Sheeran.
Bruno Mars is on here.
Okay, what is Bruno Mars?
$48.60.
That actually feels exactly where he should be for a stock.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. What was the other one you said? Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran?
$118.65.
So right there next to Taylor Swift. Same.
There is somebody next to Taylor Swift that is within cents.
Next to Taylor Swift in stock prices, who's just not Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez did not make the top 20.
I don't know. Who is it?
Justin Bieber, 169.01.
I was going to say, I feel like he's a bigger star right now than Taylor. Is that wrong to say?
That's wrong. Yeah, because she's releasing like all these albums and she's top of mind.
But he's been releasing so much new music. He's having
just
hit after
one
hit.
Album.
Yeah, but every song's going to number one.
Valid.
Where's Ariana Grande? Speaking
Ariana Grande is just under Justin Bieber, number four, with $154.82.
So was it Taylor, Bieber, Grande?
Yes, but you're still missing the number one. Taylor Swift is number two.
It's not Beyonce, right?
No, Beyonce's number six.
Okay.
Beyonce? What? Beyonce's number six. At $131.51, under Eminem. What is Eminem doing?
He still releases stuff. He's got a big following. I mean, he doesn't get a lot of like airplay anymore.
I'm confused with $145.
Yeah. I know people still love him. Who's number one? Who can it be? Is it? Tell me the format. Do you even know the format?
I think that it's hip hop.
Gosh.
I think.
Where's Post Malone? Utah's own Post Malone. Did he make the list?
Yeah, he's right at the number 10 seat with $93.69.
DaBaby.
DaBaby?
DaBaby.
I don't know who DaBaby is.
DaBaby, we played DaBaby Dua Lipa song. DaBaby. Levitating's DaBaby.
Oh, Dua Lipa?
Well, no, Dua Lipa's different, but go ahead. Where's Dua Lipa on it?
Dua Lipa is 18 with $41.72.
Fine. Tell me number one.
Drake.
Really?
And here's the thing. Drake wins with a landslide.
Yeah.
If his company, if his brand was a company, he would be $226.62 a share under above Taylor Swift's $170.59. Really?
Must be everything else.
It's talking about if they were
the brand.
Yeah. But the brand Taylor Swift
is smaller than the brand Drake?
I beg to differ.
I don't know about that. All right, this email I got.
Yeah.
It's insane. You can always message us, Mix1051Utah on Instagram, Mix1051Utah.com on the website.
Do they want my advice?
No.
Ugh.
They're just sharing the story, and I thought it was such an insane story, I wanted to share it with you.
Okay.
The last three times I flew to Phoenix to visit my daughter, each time I went through security, I got stopped and I was searched. Each time in the same place, the TSA personnel would ask if they could lift up my hair. It's long, and pat down my shoulders. Not a problem. Then I'm at the doctor for a physical, and I tell him the funny story of how lately I can't get through security, and that concerned my doctor. He lines up an MRI and discovers a cyst that's big and right underneath my shoulder near my spine.
What?
Turns out that it's benign, but it could have been deadly. So thank you, TSA. Thank you.
They were catching it on the scanner.
Yeah. They saw a mass, but they didn't know what they were looking at.
That is.
Isn't that a crazy story?
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. $1 million doesn't go as far as it used to.
No, because $1 million once taxed is really like 550, six. It's like 600.
I try to tell friends like $1 billion is the new $1 million.
Yes.
Like back in the day when we said you could be a millionaire.
Like who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah. Now,
you're like, oh, cool. Trump changed.
It's who wants to be a billionaire. Why do I know that? Because there's houses now that are close to $1 million. So just a few years ago, we're not.
Yeah, you know
and I mean?
Like,
it's insane. And they're just
like,
houses.
They're just like, they need remodels.
Yeah.
Like they're $1 million fixer-uppers.
Right. Like remember
like
back-
what?
We used to watch like $1 million listing and they were beautiful homes. And now all of a sudden $1 million home is just, it's a rambler. It's fine.
Yeah.
So I'll give you $1 million, but, so I'm going to, here's the thing. This is actually a board game you can buy at Target. So there's little like strings attached. So if I would give you $1 million, but for the rest of your life, anytime you go to the bathroom, it's live streamed. Would you take $1 million?
Yeah.
I would for that. Yeah.
For
why not?
Sure.
That's on you for watching.
Here's the thing. When I do a live stream, there's like 30 viewers max.
Right.
On a good day.
Uh-huh.
So I would do a live stream of my...
Of your time?
Time in the bathroom for $1 million. No problem.
And I'm not, because you know what? $1 million can still do a lot.
Yes.
I know I was just knocking it, but it can still pay off all your debt, hopefully.
Yes, and you know, we all go to the bathroom.
Right. There's a book
we
about
all do it.
Everybody does.
Everybody
it.
Everybody does. I read it to my toddler.
I'll give you $1 million, but you have to have horse teeth.
Like the size or the thickness? Because like, the size I could handle.
The size would be a lot too, though.
But it's like the thickness that I'd be like.
I don't think it's worth having that look for $1 million.
I mean,
forever?
Would you consider like Julie Roberts' horse teeth?
I consider her to have a large mouth, but I don't know if they're horse teeth.
Because I would take her teeth.
Well, yeah.
Because they're beautiful and veneers.
I think they're saying actual horse teeth. Ooh. Those are big.
They're like,
you don't want those.
They're like a half inch by a half inch. Like they're huge.
Yeah.
They're thick.
I'll give you $1 million, but for the rest of your life, your hair is dripping wet.
Ugh, that's a worse feeling.
It wouldn't be a problem for me. That's fine.
Basically, it would just be water running down your head all day.
Constantly.
Like sweating, profusively sweating.
I already do it. There's already sweat running down
my
back.
Yeah, I would have wet hair because that means I don't have to do my hair.
So you'd be fine with that?
Yeah.
One more. I'll give you $1 million, but every time you fall asleep, you're teleported to another location when you wake up.
Oh, that's annoying, but I'd do it as long as I didn't forget my debit card with my $1 million on it.
You would lose that $1 million within a year spending it to try to get back. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't lie. You'd have to be like, well, I guess I'll fall asleep. Hopefully it sends me closer to home. Oof. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be in a better spot than today.
You're not wrong.
There's this 19-year-old woman who's my hero. Her name's Madison. And she recently moved from Oklahoma to Arkansas after she found a place online that was just $350 a month.
Hey.
A two-bedroom for $350 a month. And if you've been in the real estate market, even looking for a rental, you know what kind of deal that is.
But in Arkansas.
Either way, it must have been a good deal because she rented it sight unseen.
Wow.
And she moved from Oklahoma to Arkansas, which is just straight north.
Yeah.
So after she moved in, she looked around and she's like, you know what? This is a retirement home.
Oh, no.
She said, a week later, I saw the sign reading senior citizen apartments. I realized I accidentally moved into a retirement village. But believe it or not, she's loving it.
Yeah.
She started making friends with her neighbors. And
yeah,
she said,
the best kind of neighbors.
She goes, I've never had so many home-cooked meals in my life. Ugh. And she is documenting her new life on TikTok. It's getting a lot of followers. They're thinking that she might get a book deal out of this because it's just so unusual.
Yeah. How'd she get in?
Right. Was there no board or anything that checked it? Because I thought usually you have to like prove that you're retirement age before moving in.
Yeah.
Depends on, I guess, the facility maybe, but I'm jealous. This seems great.
Yeah. That would be fun. And if you're in a retirement community, doesn't that mean they do the lawn care for you?
Yeah, you get all that taken care of. No stress.
Man.
Life is
good.
That does it for Chantel and I on this Tuesday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Okay, really?
May the 4th be with you.
You had to slip it in there.
Had to do
again.
It one more time for today. We'll be back tomorrow, which is Cinco de Mayo, so get ready for that. Leave you with Olivia Rodrigo. Bye-bye.